The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm okay, Mom.
I'm sure there's someone here somewhere.
Currently, the weekly scheduled events and activities for Impact Ministries Worldwide and Impact Worship Centers are as follows. Please note that all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Worship starts at 7 and the Word at 7:30. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, the official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy community. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray and meditate each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, please visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 30-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit forming. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for VIBE, our valued interaction and business exchange. Come and learn with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 30 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on PROS, the PROS radio show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Remember, you can also call into our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible services, and prayer services on our toll-free number, 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785, and press pound to be connected to a live service in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio.
Welcome along once again to another edition of VIBE, the Value of Interaction for Business Exchange. Great to be here, Pastor Jeff, with you once again, broadcasting live from New Iberia in Louisiana. And it's wonderful to be with you again, wherever you're listening, whatever part of the world you happen to be in. It's great to have you on board and with us today. I want to just pray before we get going and get into this message today, because I really want to talk a little bit about being good stewards of our resources. And we're carrying on with the series that we began 2 weeks ago, and we're going to continue on with one today. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much once again for your amazing power. We thank you that, God, you give us amazing stewardship of this earth. You give us so many resources for us to look after, to handle, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Thank you, God. Forgive us, Lord, where we have mishandled your resources. But Father, I pray that we can take hold once again of the stewardship responsibility and privilege that we hold as citizens of the kingdom on this earth. And Lord, we can use those resources to the best advantage for your kingdom, for your people, and for your purposes. So we pray, Lord, that your word will empower us and strengthen us today for the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great to have you on board. Welcome along, business leaders, entrepreneurs, anyone in management, anybody out there operating in an arena of leadership in the business world. We're talking to you today, and we're getting a hold of understanding different principles about stewardship, because the more we can understand biblical principles of stewardship, how to handle the resources that we have, because as you move into success in your business, you'll be handling quite a vast amount of resource, and that means people, as well as finances, as well as plant, could be a whole lot of things, and you're responsible. It's the privilege of actually seeing the fruit, but it's also the responsibility of handling it. And we want all of us to be handling these resources correctly. And to do that, we need a correct understanding of who owns it. And even though, as we spoke in the first message a couple of weeks back, so please go back and have a look at that, which was 2 sessions ago. Check that out, which was number one. We talked about having an understanding of being a steward. An understanding that it's important to remember everything we have comes from God, and he's appointed us to be his stewards. And it's a privilege and a responsibility that we hold as business leaders, as entrepreneurs, as anybody else in any form of responsible leadership. So let's jump on back in. We looked last week at finances, which is a huge one when people talk of stewardship. But we're going to go wider than just looking at money. Please avail yourself of the notes and the message from last week. You can get onto it once again through the website, and you can also find it on uversion.com with the notes. Everything is available for you to go back, look at the scriptures, look at the words, look at the thoughts that are brought forward, and I pray they help you and equip you to be better, a better steward of the things that God has for you in 2012. We're going to talk today about stewarding time. We're going to take a slightly different angle, because very often we talk about time management, which is a great business tool. It's something we've used in ministry many, many times. I've gone through different areas of time management, pulled myself up, if you like, at different times and said, okay, let's take stock. How am I managing my time? What do I do with this? What do I do with this? How am I prioritizing? We talked about these, balancing our priorities at the beginning of the year. We did a whole series on that. But also, it's more about understanding the concept of time and then what we do with the time that we have to be a good steward of that time. So time management comes in there, but I'm not actually going to talk about that. There's some great resources out there to talk about time management, so please avail yourself of that. Go find it, go resource it, and it's tremendous. I think you'll even find some on the site of Impact Ministries Worldwide. You'll find some out there. But I want to talk a little bit more about a biblical understanding of time. Let's lay a foundation of time, and then we'll talk about how we actually steward it. Okay, what is a biblical understanding of time? The notes you can follow on uversion.com, and I pray that they're going to be helpful for you. Carl Henry, who's a great expositor, and he wrote many devotionals, many theological works. Carl Henry characterized time as this. And you have to think about this as I say it, and then maybe we'll just pick it apart just a little. He described it as the divinely created sphere of God's preserving and redemptive work, and also the arena of man's decision on his way to an eternal destiny. Okay, let's look at that in two parts. Firstly, it's the divinely created. Time is created. It's God's idea. Okay? God's idea, time. Divinely created sphere is an arena, it's a sphere of operation of God's preserving and redemptive work. So God's preservation and his redemption operates in the sphere of time. And that's the time that we have. We look at time. We look at history. We recount the death of Jesus Christ, and we started the clocks ticking 2012 years ago, 2012 years ago, because it was such a major event in the history of the world that time, we started counting time from that point. But time was measured prior to that. There are various different ways of measuring it through the sun, through shadow, and different ways. And we can go back looking through human history prior to Jesus Christ coming to the earth, and we can see time being measured. But a biblical understanding, we've got to understand that God created it. It's a certain sphere that's operate. There is another sphere. This is one sphere in time. There is another one which is outside of time. So we have to understand that, that this is not all that we see, and this is not all that happens. Time is a created order where God can actually function and operate, and we have been placed in time. Okay? And it's also the arena. So it's God's sphere for his preservation and his redemption to operate in. And it's also the arena where man's decisions are made on his way to eternal destiny. And I want to talk some more about our decisions today, because this is the arena where we make our decisions. We make them in time. We don't make them outside of time. We have 24 hours in a day. Everybody has the same time. It's dished out. The same measure of time is given to everybody. We all have the same measure of time in a day. The important thing is what we do with it. What we actually do with that time. And we want to do what God wants us to do with that time. And that's for us business leaders, for you people out there who are operating in the business realm, in the ministry realm, in the leadership. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're creative thinkers, you've got to always be mindful that you use your time in the best possible way for the best possible purposes, which are God's purposes. And realize that it's only a journey we're on. I remember thinking of Pilgrim's Progress, which was written, which was the pilgrim making his way through the earth on his way home to eternity. And that's how we are. We're on a journey through planet Earth, through time. Time is going to come to an end for all of us. We're going to come to that point of death. Death is the separation that we have from this earth realm, but it's not the end, which we know. But we're going to talk a bit more about temporal and eternal in a moment. So that's it. So we're making decisions on our way. In the sphere of time, you have decisions to make. You and I both have decisions to make on our way to our eternal destiny. That's time. That's what's happening in this time realm. We talk a lot about it here on Impact Ministries Worldwide, about bringing the kingdom of God into the earth realm. See, we're talking about the earth realm has a thing called time operating in it. The kingdom of God is outside of time, and it's being eternity being brought into a time sphere. So if you can get a hold of that, it broadens our whole understanding of Christianity. It's not just a good few religious rules to make sure that we live right. Oh no, Christianity is a whole different sphere. It's the kingdom of God operating outside of time. And it's being pulled into time when Jesus came. He bridged the gap between eternity and time. So we have all the power and all the resource of eternity coming and flowing into the time sphere, into the time realm. This is the realm where we make our decisions on our way to eternity. It's incredible, really. So I pray you can get a hold of that. Even as a business owner, you can let go of, you know, boxing your mind and understanding what you're doing here on the earth needs to impact eternity, not just impact what you do on the earth. So we need to have that understanding. Let's look at our second note, where we talk about temporal and eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Apostle Paul says, since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible, Things that are visible are temporal, which means they're brief and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. That means eternal. Everlasting to everlasting. Eternity. We have a trouble grasping eternity, but we can certainly grasp things that are visible, which are temporal. But these things are only temporal. They're only temporary. Everything we touch, everything we see, is only temporary. So everything we do in time needs to impact eternity. Everything we need to be doing in your business needs to ultimately have a focus that is going to impact eternity. You need to be looking for your treasures in heaven account and not your treasures on earth account. Matthew 6:19-33. Please go and read that again. Get a hold of Matthew 6:19-33. It's a life verse for me. Something that totally impacts me as I read it every time. It puts the right perspective on finance, right perspective on time, and the right perspective on our priorities. Okay, temporal and eternal. We have the two. Temporal is time. Eternity is outside of time. Very hard to define eternity or get our brain around eternity, because eternity never started and it never ends. And we have trouble grasping that because we are temporal beings, though our spirits are eternal. So when you're born again of the Spirit of God, you begin to get that eternity thinking in your mind. The concepts of eternity begin to start breaking through into your old patterns of thinking. And I pray that they can break through even more as you understand what it is to be a steward on earth with the resources, the finances, and the time that you're given each day. Let's look at Psalm, verse 90, amazing psalm, and it says a lot about God, a lot about time. We're going to pick two verses out. First of all, Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed and given birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Now that's an incredible place. Everlasting to everlasting. If you can imagine everlasting, which means it lasts forever, and God goes from everlasting to everlasting, because there's no beginning. We can't find the human words to describe eternity. We can't find anything to describe something that's outside of time, because outside of time it's already happened and yet it's never happened, because there's no beginning and there's no end. And we are eternal beings. That's what happens when the Spirit of the living God comes into our hearts and our spirits. He puts eternity into our heart. We become eternal. We're not going to be eternal in this form. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about in the twinkling of an eye, our bodies will be transformed. Immortality will take on mortality. In other words, we're mortal. But as we take on a new body, we get a new body ultimately, in the eternal realm, then we will be eternal beings. And the scriptures are so clear, and the Bible talks so clear about this, and this is our gospel message, that we have a choice now in the earth realm, as we spoke about. We have decisions to make in this sphere, the arena, as Carl Henley said, the arena of man's decision on his way to an eternal destiny. In that arena of your decisions, that's where you make a decision whether you're going to believe Christ or not. If you believe Christ, then you will be connected with God for eternity. If you don't choose to believe Christ, you will be separated from God for eternity. Either way, we're eternal. One is with Christ in heaven, the other is without Christ in a place called hell. So we need to understand that. The decisions we make in the earth realm are absolutely critical for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever. And we don't get another chance to make them. So we need to make the right ones now. So that describes God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 90, verse 10, listen to this. The days of our years are 70, which is 70. Or even, if by reason of strength, 80 years, which is 80 years. Yet is their pride in additional years only labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone and we fly away. It is but a fleeting time that we're here. The Bible says it's, 70 years or 80 years. Through medicine and looking after our health, we manage to stretch that. which still averages out in that arena, because the Bible's not wrong. It still hangs around between 70 and 80, and the average age of men and women is between that. But some people live on to 100. There are exceptions to the rule. Some people, you know, do live on a lot longer. And now, and life can be preserved longer, because we're forever looking for ways to get life preserved. But at the end of the day, it is decided, because our years are numbered. The Bible has said it. So we have an eternity in our heart, yet in the temporal realm we have 70 or 80 years, or 80 years. You know, 70 or 80 years is average for the time we live. And then we move into eternity. Our body dies, our flesh body dies. We get a new body in the eternal realm, and we are with him. Awesome. Hope it's making sense. I just pray that it's speaking to some of you today. I pray that you're catching a hold of it, and it's making some understanding, just to grasp a little bit more for you to think about time and what time means, because in a moment we want to talk about how we use our time. So I really wanted you to get a foundation and a godly understanding of time and eternity. Not just locking everything in time, but understanding how time fits inside the sleeve of eternity. It's like brackets in eternity. You put a bracket, you write time, you close the bracket. That's time. It's a sphere slotted in, an arena slotted in to the eternal program of God. Okay, there are some strange views on time, so we're going to look at our note 4 right now, where I've put time is linear, with a beginning and an end. Quite a few religions and other faiths in the world actually view time as cyclical. In other words, it goes up, it starts and it goes round and it comes back. So in other words, we kind of come back. Time never finishes. It just goes on and on. It's always been there and it always will be there. That's absolutely unbiblical. It is absolutely a demonic thing. It is not true. And so if any of you have had thoughts of that, I just pray that, you know, the word of God will speak to you today and show you that time begins and time ends. We have an end. We are marching towards an end of planet Earth. We are marching towards the end of this season of time as we know it before something else happens. And the scriptures make it very clear, and we're going to talk about that. First off, time began with creation. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, he prepared, he formed, he fashioned, and he created the heavens and the earth. It began. Time began. God is outside of time, in eternity. He stepped out of eternity and began time. He put earth into the time realm, and everything else began to tick along because God created it. Out of eternity, he made time, and he started it. And the Bible is very clear that it began. Lots of debates on how it began, but certainly God began it because it's his plan. And then time will conclude. So we've got a beginning to time, we've got an end. Time will conclude so far as its present constitution is concerned. As far as we understand in the makeup of time right now, it will conclude with the second coming of Christ, at which point the present world order will be terminated. And there's some scriptures there that talk about that. So it's going to end. Jesus Christ is coming back, and he will absolutely radically change everything. We need to understand our scriptures that we're going to be caught up to be with him in the air. He will return with his church. The Bible talks about a 1,000-year reign, but it talks about the earth ultimately disappearing and a new heaven and earth. There is a day coming. There is a time coming when this earth as it is will not be here. We get a new heaven and a new earth. It will be different. It's going to be something a lot different. Let's read 2 Peter 3:8-13. Nevertheless, do not let this one fact escape you, beloved, that the Lord, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord does not delay, and is not tardy or slow about when he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering. He is extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. God's timing is perfect. He is so wanting the gospel to go out to the uttermost parts of the earth so that everyone can hear the good news and make a decision to repent and come back to Him. He's not slow. He's perfectly on time. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. We don't know when it will come. And then the heavens will vanish. They'll pass away with a thunderous crash. And the material elements of the universe will be dissolved with fire. And the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. Since all these things are thus in the process of being dissolved, what kind of person ought each of you to be in the meanwhile, in consecrated and holy behavior and devout and godly qualities? Let's listen to verse 12, what the answer. While you wait and earnestly long for and expect the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the flaming heavens will be dissolved and the material elements of the universe will flare and melt with fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth according to His promise, in which righteousness and right standing with God is to abide. We're waiting for that new heaven and a new earth. In the concept today that we're talking, time will end. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. It is not cyclical. It began and it will finish. God created it, He put it in motion, and He will consummate it at the end of time. Time is going to end, folks. So, in view of all that, I pray that's been helpful in just getting an understanding of time, eternity, how time is linear and not cyclical, and understanding that in the concept of how we live on the earth. Okay, let's wrap it up today. We're looking at how we spend our time. And I use those words carefully because we all have a certain amount of time to spend. We're given that. It's the gracious gift of God to us. We have time given to us. And we have a certain amount to spend each day. We've blocked it down into units that we call days. And the Bible talks about days. And so we have days. And that's the time when it's light to dark. And then the new day begins again when it's light to dark. And so it is that we have that beautiful time to spend. How are you spending your time? How are you doing? How are you spending it? I would certainly love you to think about that one, because it's so important that you spend it wisely. And that's probably where I'm going to conclude today, with three scriptures I'm going to tell you. Spend your time wisely, because you only have one block of it today, and you'll have a fresh block tomorrow. Spend it for the things that matter for God. Spend it on the things that will build up your treasure in heaven account, not your treasure on earth account. Use the things of the earth and the resources of the earth, but ultimately it's about treasures in heaven, which is about people. It's about relationships. It's about establishing relationships. It's about making things that are going to last forever, which will be in eternity. Stuff on the earth will not last. Buildings will not be there. Stuff will not be there. We need them as a resource to help live on the earth, but we're certainly not going to take them with us. So I want you to think wisely about what you do with your time and what you do with the hours that God has given you, that you spend them in the right way. You prioritize them right and use them right. Let's read three scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So then, whatever you eat or drink, whatever you may do, do all for the honor and glory of God. Isn't that great? Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Ephesians 5, verse 15 to 16. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and the witless, but as wise. So ask for wisdom and use wisdom in how you live, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Make the most of the time, buying up every opportunity. Spend your time wisely. Colossians 4, verse 5. Behave yourselves wisely. Live prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, the non-Christians. So I'm talking to believers here. It tells us to live very wisely with those around us who are not believers. Making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity. The Bible often says redeeming the time, buying it back. making it stretch, using it so wisely that at the end of the day, you can say, yes, I did good with that time that I had today. Yes, I did it for you, Lord. I used it wisely. I used it in the way that, Holy Spirit, you were asking me to use it. That you follow God in your day. That can be very different for different people. It just depends on what God's asking you to do with that time and how you use it. But by his grace and mercy, when you awake tomorrow, you have a fresh lot to spend. A fresh lot of hours to spend. So I pray that you'll wake up tomorrow and say, how do I spend this today, Lord? How can I be a good steward of my time today? I hope this has been helpful. I've thoroughly enjoyed bringing this to you today. And I pray that you can think on this, reflect on this, and we can all be better stewards of the resources that God has put in our hands. God bless. Until next time, have a great day. In Jesus' name, bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on BI, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange. Don't forget, you can check us out online at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. Or you can call us daily at 888-405-9785 to find out about all of our scheduled events and activities of ministry. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on BI, the Valued Interaction and Business Exchange.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.